and what is your name, sir?
Vincent Caesar, C-E-S-A-R-E.
Hold on 1 second. Do you have Mr. Caesar? 1 second. I do not. If I do, I don't see you.
That would be me.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis will serve as the lead for your hearing. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Neal. I was not looking, I was listening. Okay, so the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct...
No, I'm Caesar.
Yeah, but Mr. Neal will be conducting your hearing, so I'm listening.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Yes, sir. Vincent Caesar, C-E-S-A-R-E. ADOC number is 296-116.
Can you report for the Arizona Board of Executive 22 this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation? I'm going to introduce the board members and finish your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Louis Kanoner. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Honorable Neil Rittenhouse. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. Okay, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Would you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I was not given the opportunity to make phone calls or to make arrangements through the mail to get an attorney. I've been trying and trying and trying, but you don't get mail for 35 days here, 40 days. You can't get your indigent through, and they still haven't let me have a phone call until this morning to contact somebody for an attorney. So I never was able to get an attorney,
okay.
Or I would have.
You were attempting to hire one?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay.
That's what I would have done if I would have been able to speak to anybody, but I wasn't able to, sir.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, sir.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let me look at that board hearing form. Okay. Well, you do have the right to obtain a license to terminate your own expense. If you feel that you're not given the proper opportunity, I think you would have the right to have this hearing continued so that you can obtain an attorney, if that's what you desire. Or we can continue this morning and you can represent yourself. It's your choice, sir.
Well, my release date, I believe, is around 8/22, sir. And I appreciate the graciousness that you're giving me. I understand it's not any of your guys' problem. It has to do with how they do things in here. I'm not quite sure whether or not my parameters are so confusing on my parole release as it was. I have no sexual assault charges. I have no SO charges at all, ever, in my life, yet I was under a bunch of parameters regarding that. It hindered my work. It hindered my livelihood, even the members of my family, in places that I could go. So it's definitely something I needed an attorney for. But since we have such a short time, I guess it will just have to be okay that I represent myself today.
Okay, sir. The information we have, I'm not saying this to raise any arguments or anything, but we have listed of 8/28/18/22.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, but like I say, if you feel that that our date is wrong, you'll have to get with the CO2 and run through time comp, but they'll figure it out for you.
Yeah, that's okay, sir. I'm sure that's me. I think you're right. It is 28. A matter of fact, I thought it was like 9/6 or 9/7. So I was actually very pleased with the 2 days earlier. So there's no issue there.
Okay, well, we have no idea the world's how they figure this stuff out. There's so many.
Yeah, neither do I.
But so we have to rely on things to give us, and, you know.
Understood, sir.
There are mistakes that you can tell time to come and straighten out if there is questions. So you need to go ahead with all this money, sir?
Yes, sir, because I just don't see why to bother everybody, my family, and put them through a lot of fast grief. Because what would an extension do? Just put it out for like 2 weeks?
Well, I don't know we have a very full schedule, and sometimes the continuation, you know, pushes it out a lot more than 2 weeks, so we have no control over that.
Okay.
So it's hard to say there, it's entirely up to you. If you feel forward, we'll get this thing going and get you finished up here, okay?
All right, sir, may I ask you a question?
Yes,
you and the honorable people there. Do you guys already kind of make your decision ahead of time anyways? Would it be more beneficial for me to have an attorney that could have written the letters and done the investigation and brought the points up and provided a home and a secure location for me to be moved to? Would all that have any influence on you guys at all or not?
Well, what I'm going to say is that we get paperwork and we don't see it or read it until the day of the hearing. So my first initiation of it, to see your name on the calendar, is what I read this morning, and the majority of the information we get is based on the word and your testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, but it's information that we, as a board, get today, and then each individual board member makes up their own mind as to how they want to vote on an issue. But that's all done today, and we don't get prior determination at all.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you, sir, go ahead and do what you need to do there for me or for how this is done, and I'll just trust in the way things are done.
Okay, sir. Well, then at this point, continuing without a paid attorney, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, you're going to be conducting two phases, sir. Phase one, you will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, you will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So
yes, sir.
Phase one, you're going to read the two allegations that are on your board. And after each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. If you think it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Turner and then talk about it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, allegation number one is violation of overall condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by the use of cocaine on or about March 28, 2018, from the task lab report dated March 29, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That would be true, sir.
Thank you. And allegation number two is violation of overall condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to remain in Maricopa County by traveling to Tucson, Arizona on April 2nd, 2018. That true or false, sir?
No, that's correct, sir.
Okay. Based on the admissions of Mr. Sayar, I'm going to move to find that he was a waiver as a minor tenancy condition for the supervision, and he may not last or not last in the preliminary or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by Mr. Wheel, second by Mr. Canoveras, and read by Dr. Wright, and read by Ms. Whitcomb. Okay, so we're getting ready to move into phase two of your hearing, determining whether or not to reinstate your community supervision or whether to revoke it completely.
Yes, sir.
Before we move forward, Mr. Turner is going to give some background information, so please go on the phone and I'll be back with you in a couple minutes, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Caesar was released from ADC custody on 12/27/2017 and arrested on 4/2/2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges. He returned back to ADC custody on 4/2/2018 with the release date of 8/28/2018, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013 commitment. Commitment A, count 1, armed robbery, 5 years. 2014 commitment A, count 3, aggravated assault, 5 years. Prior convictions none. This is his first term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score is a 3. Substance abuse score is a 2. No STG information is noted, and he has no prior supervision noted. Disciplinary is moderate, but drugs and fighting noted. Other arrest, 1997, lewd and lascivious acts, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a GB score of G1, B1.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Sir, we're going to go over a summary of the cases written this time. Looks like when you were released, homeless for community supervision. When you established residence during the initial intake, you were directed to go to Viewbury and 451 West Elm Street, Phoenix. Then that was pretty much the same day. So you really didn't have to walk in the streets, which is a good thing. Then,
Sir?
Yes, sir?
Sorry to interrupt. I wouldn't have had to wander the streets at all. I should have been released to Pima County. I had a residence. We later had a residence authorized by parole. I had a father that showed up at the prison to pick me up, yet had to follow the van to Maricopa County to the 16th Avenue or 16th Street parole office. The parole officer at that time had the choice to go ahead and move me to Tucson, but decided to keep me and ordered me to stay.
Well, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. The Department of Corrections has certain rules and regulations in way to handle things, like following the van.
Well, I wasn't homeless, though, and I gave them the address. That's what I'm saying. It got all the paperwork was done right here.
Okay,
where
sir,
I was.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The issue of homelessness is really an issue. We don't need to spend any time talking about it. And just, that's if they don't have an approved residence, and I've been approved by it, been investigated, and they're signing paperwork that the PO has, and they don't have that at the time you're released, it is written up as your release terms. And
yes, sir.
And they will take, they will waive most of your day, but it's up to the Department of Corrections, not you, your father, or anybody else in your family, as to where you initially placed, okay?
I understood, but the Department of Corrections did not ever do any of the paperwork in regards to the residents.
So that's irrelevant to the issues on this warrant anyway. Okay, we just go over somebody wants to go.
Right. That's why I needed an attorney, because that's the reason why we got to the point that we got to.
Well,
because from the very beginning, this is my work, my employment, I had a home, I had everything in Tucson, and when we...
Let's get right down to the issue here, okay?
Yeah, let's go ahead, sir, because it'll do me no good.
The issue of the work are the use of cocaine and letting the rooms and residents. The other issue is that you left Maricopa County without permission, which, again, really have no issue as to your residence. It's a condition of your probation or your community supervision that you stay within Maricopa County because that's
where... Well, I wouldn't have ever been paroled to Maricopa County or ever
sir,
been there if
sir,
DOC would have done their paperwork.
I'm going to ask you a question, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Were you released to community supervision to Maricopa County? Yes,
I was first released to Star Pass Community Supervision, Pima County, Arizona, signed papers for it, had the address,
okay,
was
sir,
told
sir,
that's
sir,
where I was being released.
Sir, when you were released and you went through intake, you were in Maricopa County and that's where you were assigned and where you were supposed to stay. So if you left Maricopa County without getting permission, you're in violation of your community supervision rules.
Correct.
What you want and anything else is that is all irrelevant is the fact that you were assigned to Maricopa County and you left Maricopa County without permission. And you've already said that's true. And the other is by a past your analysis, you have been using cocaine, which is a very distinct violation of your conditions of release. Okay? So I guess, you know, at this point in time, I'm going to see if any of my fellow board members have any questions. No. Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. Before we go into discussion, we'll make a determination We might give you an opportunity to make a final statement, give us any other information that might be pertinent to our decision. Hang on just a minute, Mr. Turner has some information.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir, I'm reading through the Chrono notes. The information that I'm able to give is limited. However, there is a note that his release plan was changed, but information regarding the change in the offender's release plan is confidential and can't be told to him. The other issue is that there was a prior victim of a prior crime that was living in Tucson. That's as much as I can.
As that's bullshit. There's no prior crime. There's no charge.
Sir.
No nothing.
Sir.
Nothing.
Sir. We can end the hearing right now very quickly.
Well, sir, you're going to keep me anyway.
I certainly hope that you're too afraid to hear your comments, okay? There are no other questions from my fellow board members. It is your opportunity to give a final statement without using profanity. You are allowed to give a final statement, but we ask that you don't give us information.
Yeah, I'm not sure, sir.
And it's information that would be pertinent to the two allegations on your board, which is your cocaine use and your legal marijuana operation. So do you need to like
that? No, this weekend you can do whatever you need to do with this thing, sir. And I apologize for my outburst, but it is, you guys are the most ridiculous, childish bunch of,
okay.
You guys are good at this,
sir.
Job. You're
sir.
So good at your corruption, it's unreal.
Sir.
All right, so I guess I'm here until the end of August.
I'm going to make a motion to
revoke
on all of the information that is in warrant number 20180951, and all the information from Mr. Caesar's statements, and the information from the Department of Corrections. I am going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Caesar as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had laughter, about laughter.
All right, we all know.
Specifically, the use of cocaine in criminal act. And that is under second.
Agreed.
Motion by Mr. Reno, seconded by Mr.
Are we all done?
Not quite, sir. Agreed upon by Mr. Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir.
There you go.
And your hearing is over. Please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Fabulous. You guys have a wonderful day.